It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
It's essential to recognize that experiencing spiritual barrenness is a normal aspect of the faith journey, at least as far as our theologians are concerned. And so we delve into barrenness when it comes to our spirituality. And to help us through this is the good pastor who is already on the line, Pastor Maxwell Zulu. Good afternoon to you and welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much. Blessings for the day to you and the listeners around.
We are talking now about still the issue of spiritual barrenness. How do Christians interpret the idea of spiritual barrenness, which goes beyond just the inability to have children?
Correct. I think, as we may be aware, the Bible has categorically revealed to us what could happen should one be spiritually sound, rather when the Holy Spirit has taken charge of the life, when he's in control. The Bible has explicitly shown to us what one would see in another person should God the Spirit be in charge of the life. Galatians 5, 22, 23, you discover that there are fruits of the Spirit. So love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness and goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. These would definitely show that one is spiritually healthy. So how do we tell, therefore, as Christians, that one is barren spiritually? The absence of these that I have just mentioned, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, would indicate, therefore, that one's spirituality may need a check. Should you be unloving? Should you be unjoyful? Should you be impatient? Should you be ungentle? Should you be rough, ruthless? These are definite indicators that your spiritual life is definitely in need of ICU treatment.
Okay. So what were some specific signs or feelings associated with this period of spiritual barrenness?
Well, it's interesting because signs indicate the underlying influence. That's what signs do. And the same verse we have read, Galatians, perhaps chapter 22 to 23, holds some very peculiar signs. We can't research for many, but as we look at Galatians 5, 22-23, we look at the love that should be there, the joy that should be there, the peace that should be there, you know, the gentleness, the patience. There are people around the world, you just meet them, they are angry. That's just who they are. And they'll tell you, this is me. That's not supposed to be you. Mm. It's just that there is a bigger portion controlling you, yeah, that you think that is actually you. When God is reigning in the heart,
yeah,
you won't see another sign. The Bible actually is categorical about it when it says you tell by their fruits.
By their fruits, right.
A lemon tree won't give fruitage to bananas.
That's right.
In other words, your anger, your resentment, your hate will tell us that, well, most likely and most definitely, God the Holy Spirit is not resident in you, and hence you're spiritually barren.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. So how do you, I don't know if I'm one of the only people who feel this question is very legitimate. The unanswered prayers, how do those unanswered prayers contribute to a feeling of spiritual barrenness or at least disconnectedness?
Well, unanswered prayers have a lot of implications in the Christian walk. I know of people who have quit coming to church because they feel God hasn't been paying attention to them. Mm. And that maybe God has favorites, those that look to be doing well, the yeah. ones who are deemed to have their prayers answered.
Yes.
Well, you actually agree with me that all of us have felt like giving up before. You feel yeah. like, yeah. what's church? I mean, what's this God thing? What's this Christianity kind of a thing?
That's right.
So unanswered prayers really have repercussions. Okay. One may experience a slagging spirituality. One may experience a dwindling faith. One may go through a period of less committing to church activities, okay, or rather prayer life. All these are implications of unanswered prayers. But also it should be noted that it may actually not be on God's side that the prayer is not answered. According to Isaiah 59, you will notice in verse 2, verse 1 to 3, what may actually hinder the prayer from being answered is our own condition of spirituality.
Okay.
When we are sinful and we are not repentant,
okay,
when we are arrogant in our spirituality, God will play deaf. He will shorten his hand,
yeah,
and he will not reach out to save us.
Oh, okay. Okay. So in what ways does a lack of spiritual growth impact the sense of vitality in your relationship with God?
Well, a lack of spiritual growth definitely impacts your lack of vitality. Let me just give an example, perhaps. Okay. When you feel spiritually barren, it would be a paradox to find you committed.
Okay.
It would be really a paradox to find you committed, because what is expected of a spiritually dry person is to pull out from church activity, to stop tithing, stop giving offerings, and whatnot. So yeah, definitely, you will understand that spiritual vitality, your vitality in the relationship with God, cannot be divorced from your spiritual standing that should be fit.
Okay.
If you are walking right with God, things will show. How you tithe, how you're faithful in your offerings, how you relate with your neighbor, how you deal with it within your business, how faithful you are in your transactions, how you rule over your home, how you keep your wife, your children, and the orphans that are under you. It will definitely show, because you cannot divorce social relations from the indication that your spiritual vitality is in check.
Okay. Whoa. Oh, okay. Now I'm trying, I'm doing some introspection as you're speaking, Mpunis. All right. And my mind is running away with me. How does sin or guilt create a barrier between us and God, leading to a sense of spiritual barrenness?
Let me choose to begin dealing with guilt.
Okay.
Guilt is a gift. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
By which we realize our wrong. It is actually the initiation of repentance. It's actually the poking, the prick,
okay,
for somebody to begin to repent. Because how will I know that I'm in the wrong if there is no alarm to let me know?
Okay.
So guilt is a blessing, initiated by the Holy Ghost to help me realize my destitute state.
Yeah.
That is guilt. However, the same guilt may play a wrong functionality.
Okay.
Which will bar me from, it will prevent me from, I don't know if you have ever felt this, but I've been there before in my spiritual walk, where you think you have sinned enough in one place and you don't feel like praying.
Yeah,
that's a negative implication of guilt. But it's imperative for a Christian to understand that at the point when you feel the worst, at the point when you feel crippled by repetitive sin, you are actually supposed to be driven by that guilt on your knees.
Yeah.
Prostrate yourself as helpless as you feel before God.
Yeah.
And we will definitely gain strength for help in the next trial and the next temptation.
Okay.
Then I can twist the coin. Sin has the capacity to prevent our prayers from being heard and being answered.
Okay.
Especially when we are forgetting to confess our sins to God.
Okay.
In fact, the value of my prayer is confession of my sinfulness.
Okay.
There should be no prayer that should be uttered before God without a portion specifically just confessing your weakness, your sins, and your iniquities.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, Gosiam, God help us all. All right, Mfundisi, I hear you. I hear you, and I'm trembling as you're speaking right now. And perhaps this is answering a lot of questions for me, and I do hope it's answering a lot of questions for a lot of people. I'm glad you go, Mfundisi. Please close for us with a word of prayer.
Please let us pray. Gracious and loving Father, one more time this afternoon, we open our hearts to you because we know in there is the content that is unpleasing to you. Mm. Yet the goodness is that you have the resolve for everything we hide inside us. We pray that I and the listeners, and indeed the moderator of the program, may we be washed and be bathed in the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
That through his merits we may obtain salvation from sin. There could be somebody who is addicted out there and is struggling to quit an addiction.
Yeah.
May you be gracious unto them. There could be somebody there, Lord, whose life is just crumbling down. They don't know what their next move will be, their next meal will be, whether there will be better children, better spouses, or whether their marriage will work again. I pray grace, I pray mercy upon them.
Yeah.
Move into their lives in your own kind way. And do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, I ask and pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Mfundisi, we really appreciate your insights, your perspective. The word of God is like a sharp, double-edged sword and cuts through all sin and conscience. We really appreciate you for coming through. Mfundisi, have a wonderful day. Pastor Maxwell Zulu, have a wonderful, blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day to you and the listeners abroad.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.